This is a portrait of Henry VIII in a rectangular framed canvas measuring about half a metre each way. It shows his upper body with his shoulders facing towards us and his head turned slightly to his left. He has pale peach skin, red hair and a beard. He's looking directly at us with a strong stare and closed lips. He has a long, thin nose and is wearing a flat black hat with a white feather resting on top. He is finely dressed in a white linen shirt beneath a slashed gold doublet, a tight-fitting jacket that has been decorated with jewels. His white shirt has been purposely pulled through the diamond-shaped cuts to create puffs of white material, the fashionable look of the period. He's wearing a dark fur coat that broadens his shoulders. The king's hat casts a distinctive shadow across the dark green background of the painting.
This is Henry VIII, painted in the 1530s, in his early 40s, at the height of his powers and his ambition. The Flemish artist, Joost van Klever, may have been commissioned to paint Henry's portrait to commemorate the meeting of Henry with Francis I, King of France, in 1532. Now, this is a portrait which should leave us in no doubt about the kind of image Henry wanted to project.
There may be another clue here that helps us understand Henry's image. Henry's ringed hands are resting on a table with a red cushion. In his left hand, he holds a white paper scroll with a Latin inscription.
The inscription in the painting, in Latin, is taken from the Christian New Testament. Go thee into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This was the mission of every European ruler, a statement of their devout faith, but also, sometimes, a justification for their political authority and their decisions. Europe, in the 1500s and 1600s, was ripped apart by wars of religion, waged between Protestant and Catholic rulers, each certain of their spiritual claims.
There are two smaller portraits of other European kings either side of Henry. They are both looking inwards towards the central painting. These three kings represent a generation of European rulers. The Holy Roman Emperor Charles V to the left, Henry in the centre, and Francis I, King of France, to the right. Glenn Richardson tells us more.
All three of them knew each other very well. All three of them were obsessed with each other's political standing and their ambitions throughout their reigns. They should all be great governors. They should maintain their authority and extend it as far as possible within their realms, and that they should be great patrons, both of the nobility and also of the arts. And all three kings shared this view.
Their ambitions and rivalry meant that more often they competed with each other.
My name is Lois Taylor Biggs. I am a curator, writer, and art historian based in Chicago, Illinois. I am a citizen of the Cherokee Nation and of White Earth Ojibwe descent. In this portrait, Henry VIII is projecting an image of imperial splendor, of personal style and magnificence to convey his own image as a powerful ruler.
Between 1500 and 1600, European explorers had mapped and travelled the world, sometimes driven by the curiosity of discovery, often by the appetite for treasure. The ambitions set by these three kings and their successors laid the foundations of later European global empires, conquering lands of indigenous groups, like the White Earth Nation to which Lois's ancestors belonged.
In this portrait, clearly there's a contrast between the grandeur of the portrait and the brutal realities of his colonial ambitions, between this image of grandeur, between the words on the scroll and the vast centuries of exploitation and violence that followed.
To get to the next artwork, turn 180 degrees so that you're facing the opposite wall. Move 8 paces forward. There are three paintings on this wall. The painting of Anne Boleyn is in the centre,